Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day, and let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2. Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That's what we are called to do. An unknown writer wrote, "Love saw guilt of sin and sought a basis of pardon. Love saw the defilement of sin and sought a way of cleansing. Love saw the depravity of sin and sought a means of restoration. Love saw the condemnation of sin and sought a method of justification. Love saw the death of sin and sought a way of life. Love sought, love found." What a beautiful words, and may God bless this soul who wrote that. My dear brothers and sisters, historians have noted that the ancient Greeks expressed three levels of love. Eros is a give me kind of love. Philia is a give and take kind of love. You love me and I love you. And agape is an unconditional kind of love. I love you simply for who you are. Our Jesus, his love was agape love in its highest form. He loved us enough to leave heaven's best, to suffer humiliation and death for a world of rebellious sinners. Only when we are gathered in glory with the ransomed of the ages and see his face will we fully know the meaning of this divine love. In the meantime, however, the scriptural command is that we are to live a life of love that ministers to the needs of others as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen. So, try to approach each event of the day with this question: how would Jesus have shown his love in this situation? You know, I was listening to this beautiful hymn by Charles Gabriel called My Savior's Love. You know, the most popular and prolific gospel song in the 1900s, early 1900s, 1910, which was written, and it was sung all over, and today as well, it is amazingly, uplifts and inspires every soul. So I would encourage you to hear to that song as well. I'll attach the link to it and be blessed. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We want to say thank you for the good night's rest that you granted us. We thank you for the new day that you have added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you for the 10th of March, 2022. We give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion, power and authority, O God, because you are an awesome God, amazing God, a God full of agape love, the highest form of love that ever we can imagine or think, the sacrificial love of Jesus, the unconditional love of Jesus. And we bless you for that, O God. Lord, today I pray that you will fill our hearts with agape love. You will fill our bowels with compassion. You will fill our mind with the mind of Jesus. O Lord God Almighty, that grant us courage in this day and age, and give us the boldness of the Holy Spirit, O Father God, that, Lord, we will speak the truth with the love of God. And Father, we'll stand on the promises of the word of God, that you will receive the glory, that you will be well pleased with us, O Father, that we'll be able to love our spouses, we'll be able to love our children, we'll be able to love our family, we'll be able to love our church that you have planted in, we'll be able to love our community that you have placed us in, we'll be able to love our people in our organizations that we work in. That's what I pray. And I pray that your grace will abound this day. As your people have stepped out to the jobs, to the businesses, running the errands for the day, O God, I pray that you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies, into their mind right now. I command them to be healed and to be made whole by the power of God's Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I release your anointing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.